Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure is to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Bob Dillon-Schneider back on the show. Robert Dillon-Schneider, ladies and gentlemen, is a longtime member of our Brains Trust, going all the way back to the year 2000. He's the founder and the president and CEO of the Dillon-Schneider Group. He's the author of so many books. I have to have help bringing them to the studio, including A Bank of Last Resort, and also Power and Influence. Also, he also wrote the Bible on public relations, the Handbook of Public Relations. He's our good friend, Bob Dillon-Schneider. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it is great to be here 24 hours for the Kentucky Derby and 40 hours for Mother's Day.
There you go. Thanks for joining us, Bob. It's good to talk to you as well. Bob, you're a New Yorker. Your office is right there in the epicenter of New York, right there in Midtown Manhattan, on top of Park Avenue there. Bob, this thing that happened this week with Osama bin Laden really touched all Americans, but especially New Yorkers, didn't it?
It did. Jim, I work in the number one terrorist target in the country, right over Grand Central, and I can tell you that everybody, there are 15,000 people who work in my building, everybody is absolutely thrilled that Osama bin Laden is gone. We don't discount for a moment, however, the fact there are problems in Syria, Egypt, Tunisia, Yemen. We don't discount that for a heartbeat. Those problems are real, and taking Osama out is important, but those problems remain.
Well, the truth is we benefited by taking Osama bin Laden out, but at the same time, we don't know what that hath wrought. We don't know what that has unleashed in other ways. The old every action has an equal and opposite reaction. There will be reactions to that, and we have to guard against those things, don't we?
We do indeed. And you know, our intelligence tells us that Osama, as bad as he was, is really topped by a number of other terrorist organizations. We have the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Mm-hmm. We have serious people in Yemen. We're not through this yet, and it's going to be on for the rest of our lifetime.
Do you think, based on that, what is your attitude about releasing the pictures?
I think we should release everything we possibly can. This is the United States of America, where transparency is the way it goes.
Yeah.
As you know, Jim, I'm not a conspiracy nut, but there is a view that Obama and Valerie Jarrett, his assistant, actually dragged their feet in terms of going in to take Osama out. And it took Secretary Gates, Leon Panetta, and Hillary Clinton to turn him around.
Well, you know what? If that's true, Bob, I have to tell you, I don't have a problem with that. Now, I'm not a fan of Valerie Jarrett. I can see her. I don't like her really at all. I don't know her, but I mean, I just don't like. I wish she weren't in the White House. I'll put it that way. But I don't have a problem with President Obama being reluctant and being persuaded by his advisors. That's what they're there for. He's the guy when he pushes the button. You know, he took a serious, strategic and political risk in doing what he did, and the fact that he said let's go, the fact that he listened to them, thought about it, was deliberate about it, and said let's go. If that's exactly what happened, then I'm okay with that, Bob.
Well, 2 points. Valerie Jarrett's father was the first minority to graduate from MIT, and in this case, the apple did fall far from the tree, and Valerie Jarrett has not lived up to her father's expectations.
Right.
Having said that, you're right. Obama did the right thing, and he pulled the trigger, and the SEALs went in. The people who should get credit, though, are the SEALs. These are brave people that went in, and they nailed it, and they went over 100 miles from their base.
Yeah.
And anything could have gone wrong, and a little bit did go wrong, but we got the right guy.
The SEALs, the pilots that flew them in there, the people who prepared them for this, the people who trained them. I mean, this there's a long line of Americans, and maybe others, maybe friends of America who helped make this happen. And it's, I agree with you. It's a great day for America. I'm not sure that we need to release the pictures. I don't need to see the pictures myself. I don't want to see the pictures. I don't know that it would benefit anything to release the pictures. Just because the news media demands it, I'm not sure that in this case it's the right thing to do. But I have to say, Bob, I'm glad I'm not the one to decide it. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that Bob is working on these days, and I'm so proud of him for this, is what he calls a return to civility. It's a campaign. It's a project. It's an effort that he's mounting called a return to civility. And he's putting his money where his mouth is. And he's going to share some of these ideas with us after these messages. I think you'll all agree that he's right about that. We do need a return to civility. 20 Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.